Dillingham birdwatchers got out in some light rain and snow to take stock of the feathered critters hanging around town this time of year. Volunteers counted 19 species, pretty similar to last year's 18 species. Kara Hilwig, the pilot biologist at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, organized the event in Dillingham.
This year we saw the common culprits, the bald eagles and the downy woodpeckers and the gray jays and the magpies and ravens and all the chickadees, and then the nuthatches. And we got a white-crowned sparrow this year, which is similar to last year. This is kind of giving us a little bit of indication that the winter season is a little more mild than it could be. We also had two northern shrikes that were spotted. Just a few oddballs here and there. I'm still trying to confirm with one of our observers the observation of two golden-crowned kinglets, which would be a first-time observation in the wintertime here for our Dillingham Christmas bird count.
Another interesting trend over the last couple of years is the rising raven count. Last year, Dillingham birdwatchers counted around 280 ravens. This year, they spotted 320. Hilwig hypothesizes that it has to do with how much trash is exposed at the dump.
I think folks may have just kind of started forgetting about glass and tin and that type of thing in their trash, and so the incinerator started getting clogged up. So the folks at the dump ended up taking trash and actually sorting it out and exposing it to places where birds could have access to it, bald eagles and the magpies and the common ravens specifically.
Also up this year, volunteer participation. This year there were 30 bird watchers as opposed to last year's 18. Earlier in December, the refuge held a bird feeder making workshop. Hilwig says that has a lot to do with the higher turnout.
We had a lot of families that were watching the feeders that we built here a couple weeks ago over at the university. So I was very pleased with the turnout.
Dillingham's Christmas bird count is part of the International Audubon Christmas Bird Count. Thousands of volunteers across North and South America count birds during a December-January window. It gives biologists and wildlife agencies more data for their research. Naknek and King Salmon also held a Christmas bird count on Saturday. We'll have more on their results tomorrow. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.